Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. 各位早安.
Thank you, Brother Jerry, and the praise team for a wonderful job this morning. We appreciate your hard work and the presentation you made today.
我们谢谢 Jerry 跟这个敬拜团今天早上带我们大家在这边敬拜.
I want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day.
我先要跟大家讲说父亲节快乐.
Let's have our fathers stand up.
是父亲的话，请你们站起来。
All the fathers stand up.
所有是父亲的都请你们站起来。
Okay, let's give the fathers a big hand. You may be seated.
请坐。
No flowers for the fathers today.
对不起，今天父亲节，我们没有为你们预备花朵。
Someone has said marriage is like twirling a baton, riding a unicycle, jumping on a pogo stick, hula hooping, turning handsprings, or eating with chopsticks.
有人说婚姻就像一个人想要拿这个旋转的指挥棒，或是骑着单轮的自行车，或者是跳这个弹簧单高跳，跳呼啦圈，翻跟斗，或者是用筷子来吃饭。
It's very easy until you try to do it.
看起来好像很容易，但是等到你自己要做的时候，你才知道有多困难。
Let me illustrate.
让我弄给你们看一下。
Who out there is a good hula hooper?
你们中间有哪一个人会跳这个呼啦圈的？
Raise your hand.
举一下你们的手。
Come on, Jade, up here, show a hula hoop.
我们请他来跟我们做给我们看。
Okay. good job. Quit showing off. Okay.
做得好.
Now I'm going to show you how I do it.
那现在我要让你看我是怎么做的.
Now you gotta have the right hip action. You see how easy it looks when Jay was doing it, and when I did it, it looked pretty.
你刚刚看到这个小女孩当她做的时候好像很容易，但是我来做的话就不是那么做的这么好。
So marriage is a lot harder than it looks.
所以婚姻在外表看来好像很容易，但是其实是很困难。
Being a father is harder than it looks.
如果你是个父亲的话，做起来并不是那么容易。
Let's read our passage together today. Let's all stand and will for the reading of God's word.
请大家站起来，我们一起来读今天我们要读的这个圣经里面的经节。Okay,
while we're standing, all the young people can go to their Sunday school classes.
现在所有的小孩，请你们可以去你们自己的这个主日学。如果有小孩在这边的话。Brother
Howard, they all want to stay and listen to me. They love me. Okay, wives, submit yourself to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord.
你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里是相宜的。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
This is the word of God. You may be seated.
请坐，这是神的话。
Our passage today, this morning, was written by Apostle Paul in 60 AD.
今天我们所读的这段经文，是使徒保罗所写的，大概是主后大概60年左右。Our
culture today is quite different than that of Paul's.
我们今天我们所活的文化里面，跟当初保罗在的社会是有点不太一样。In
the first century, women did not receive any kind of formal education and were forced to rely on their husbands for most everything.
在第一世纪的时候，妇女一般在社会上没有地位，而且她们并没有受到正式的教育。
Men had absolute power over their property and power over every member of their family.
那男人通常他们在家里有绝对的权力，所有的财产，甚至他们家里所有的家里的成员。
Today's modern wives do not believe they owe their husbands absolute, unquestioned obedience as they did in the first century.
今天在我们这些摩登的社会里面的妇女，她们不相信。他们需要让在家里的先生能够绝对权利，而且是不能质疑的权利。
Women today assume they enter into marriage as their husband's equal.
他们今天我们大部分妇女都认为说，我们进入婚姻的时候，我们是完全在同等地位上。
In this passage, Paul calls for submission from the wife and sacrificial love from the husband.
今天保罗告诉我们说妻子在家里需要顺服丈夫，而且丈夫在家里需要有牺牲的爱。
Today in our society, this might receive a chorus of boos from our culture that glorifies individual rights.
在今天我们的社会里面，文化里面，保罗这样的呼吁会受到被盗喝盗采的牺牲。
Author David Garland asked, "What does Paul have anything relevant to say?" About family life for people living 2,000 years later with different social norms.
一个作者，他的名字叫 David Garland。他问这个问题，他说：“保罗，这个关于家里这个家庭生活，在2000年之前，那些社会的所谓的规范，是不是今天还适用呢？”
And as you're reading this passage of scripture, you might ask, How does it apply to a dual career marriage, which has become the norm for here in America?
今天我们在社会是一个非常普遍的现象，就是这个丈夫跟妻子同时都有上班的这种情况存在。
Is Paul too out of date?
那是不是保罗当时所说的已经过时了呢？
Is his advice too culturally bound to the patriarchal ways of the first century to be used today?
那保罗在这里所给大家建议，这个是适用于两千多年前我们所谓的列祖他们那时候的生活环境里面，今天是不是还适用呢？
Or does he convey God's intentions for how humans should live together in families, which will always have relevance in our lives?
或许保罗告诉我们神对我们的计划。在家庭里面的这种情况，今天还是非常实用的呢。
By what standard is our culture to be measured?
今天我们在文化里面，我们怎么样来，来看这个事情呢？
Is cultural acceptability the correct way to understand the Bible?
是不是因为文化上可以接受的，就是今天我们拿来这个？作为我们今天的标准呢？
So many questions.
我们有好多的问题。
Well, Paul had no intention of turning his world upside down.
保罗并不是想要把我们所有的现在我们有的这种制度要全部把它推翻。
Instead, Paul focused on how to live in his own cultural boundaries and yet be obedient to Christ.
但是今天保罗尝试要做的呢，就是从我们自己这个文化的这个环境里面能够看到我们的范围在哪里，然后要学习说怎么样来遵守耶稣所给我们的教训。
R.C. Sproul says today we have confused morality with ethics.
今天的社会里面我们把道德跟我们 把世界标准把道德和伦理混为一谈。
Morality is the is.
It's the is. Okay.
Do you already get that one? Morality is the is. It's what's culturally acceptable in our society according to the majority's opinion.
Okay. 从道德这个观念来看的话，我们怎么样对它定义呢？今天我们的定义是说，今天在我们文化的这个环境里面。只要是大部分人觉得是这样的话，我们就觉得它是可以接受的。
Ethics is the ought. It's what God says is always right in any society according to his holy character as revealed in the Bible.
但是伦理从另外一方面来看并不是这样子。伦理的意思是说应该我们在这个社会里面我们应该怎么样照着神的话 来活来做。
So the key to understanding this passage on human relations is that we are to relate to each other as is fitting to the Lord, or for this pleases the Lord. That's the way we relate to one another.
所以今天我们活在这个社会里面，我们应该想到的问题就是说，我们怎么样能够与神所给我们的这个吩咐来相称。
See, we love and relate to each other.With biblical principles and virtues.
我们需要看看圣经里面的教导是什么，然后要照着圣经教导来过活。
And if we do that, we tear down the walls of domination, of exploitation, and domestic disputes.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就能够把这个所有一切我们之间的隔阂，能够这个墙都能够把它摧毁。
In other words, the cultural norms in our society must be filtered through a biblical Christian sieve.
所以今天当我们看到我们社会里面我们这些所谓的文化里面的这种所谓规范，我们需要用神的话来先把它过滤一下。
And this biblical sieve both critiques them as well as transforms these values.
经过这样的一下过滤了之后，我们就能够来把我们现有的这个文化当中的规范能够来给他一些批判，然后同时也能够把它改变。
Remember this, the truth in God's word, the Bible is always true in any situation, at any time, for all people.
我们需要注意到的是也需要小心的是神的话是永远是正确的，它是适用于任何时代任何时间任何地点的。
Amen, Brother Jay? He says amen to that. Yes, he does. Let's look at our relationships in our homes. That's just an introduction to how we understand or interpret this passage of Scripture.
那我们现在来仔细地看一下圣经里面对我们在家里面在家庭里面我们每个人的关系之间的神所给我们的这个吩咐。
This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Wives, submit yourself to your husbands as is fitting to the Lord.
这一节经节是我最喜欢的经节，这里是说妻子们要顺服丈夫，在主里这是相宜的。
My wife's back there, Paul.
他说他的妻子就在背后。
To submit means to rank under.
要顺服的话是说在地位上你要稍微低一点。
You see, it doesn't convey inferiority, but suggests a modest, cooperative spirit that puts others first.
这并不表示说他是卑下的，但是他是说他是谦虚的，然后他会看到别人的需要。
Of course, this kind of submission is expected of every Christian, regardless of your rank or your gender.
这样的顺服其实并不只是妻子跟丈夫之间的。而是对每一个基督徒，我们都应该是如此。
A wife must submit to her husband as Christ submits to the Father.
妻子顺服丈夫，就像耶稣当他顺服与天父一样。
When I was younger and more naive,
当我年轻的时候，那时候没有那么成熟的时候
，I love this verse because I felt like this verse put Debbie in her place.In subjection to me.
所以那个时候我非常喜欢这节经节，因为我感觉到说我的妻子一定是在我以下的。
And you can tell I got in a lot of trouble when I was younger.
所以你也知道说当我年轻的时候我的婚姻生活有很大的问题。
However, in my Greek class in the New Testament, I found that this verb actually means to subject oneself voluntarily.
但是当我去上神学的时候，在我希腊文的那个班上的时候，我发现到说这个动词顺服这个动词其实意思是说我们自愿的把自己顺服在另外一个人底下。
This word in this passage means that our wives' submission must be a willing choice, not some universal law that ordains masculine dominance.
这节经节意思是说妻子们当他们顺服的时候 是从他们心里面自愿，而不是人家 加在你身上，说是这个是宇宙间唯一的真理，而是他自愿在心里面愿意顺服。
The responsibility for a as fitting to the Lord marriage then is placed back on the husband's shoulders.
所以在这个妻子顺服这件事情上面是谁的责任呢？其实责任是在先生的身上。
We men are to love our wives and in return and in response they will show us respect and submission.
丈夫的责任是要爱他们的妻子，那妻子回过头来就学习来顺服他们的丈夫。
I work at Chrysler and I was typing out this message on the computer.
我是在Chrysler 上班，那时候我正好在打我的这个奖章。
And a very annoying guy at work came up to me and said, "So you're preparing your message?"
有一个我觉得非常让我烦躁的一个同事。他看到就问我这个问题，他说你在打这个讲，你在似乎在做你的讲章。
And I said, of course, yes, that's what I'm working on.
他说对，我正在做这个事情。
Then I explained to him my topic and how wives are supposed to submit to their husbands.
然后我先试图跟他解释说这我要讲章的内容是关于妻子怎么样来顺服丈夫这件事情。
He said, "Tell my wife that, and she'll laugh at you."
他说，哦 ，OK， 你去告诉我太太吧，她会笑你。
Remember, I said he is a very annoying person.
我刚刚跟你讲说，我觉得他很烦。
Someone has said, "Marriage is like a castle under siege. Those within want to get out, and those outside want to get in."
有人说过，他说婚姻有点像被围困的城堡，有人在里面想要跳出来，有人在外面想要跳进去。
I want you to listen very closely to this.
请你们注意来听。
Our wives' disposition and behavior, may well be after many years of marriage a sum total of our personal investment in their lives.
我们妻子他们的性格跟他们的行为，有的时候不晓得你们有没有想过，可能是我们许多年跟他们相处之后出来的结果。
So men, we have a huge part in making our wives who they are.
那所以我们的妻子的她的情况，今天对我们丈夫来讲，可能是有一个很大的因素在里面。
So husbands, I'm asking you out there.Has your wife experienced enrichment, love, consideration, nurturing, and fulfillment in her life as a result of being married to you?
我想请问各位，尤其做先生的你们有没有觉得说，当你们在家的妻子，她有没有感觉到你给她的爱，你给她的这个
You want to confess now?
I was trying to find the right words to translate.
It's hard to translate that, guys, I'll tell you.
Okay, 主要就是说我们是不是我们真的是在爱他们，然后来帮助他们在他们的生命里面有成长。
I'm sure if there's any problems, your wife will discuss this with you later.
如果你有什么问题的话，我相信你的太太等会会跟你谈一谈。
This is how Martin Luther described a mutual submission in marriage.
马丁路德他是用这样来形容我们在婚姻里面怎么来学习互相顺服。
Let the wife make the husband glad to come home, and let the husband make the wife sorry to see him leave.
让你们的妻子会让先生觉得很喜欢回家，然后也让先生。让他们的妻子觉得说不舍得他们离开。
Okay, now here's the instructions to the husband. I know ladies have been waiting for this.
现在圣经里面给丈夫的教导，我相信做妻子的人很想听听。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
The word love here refers to selfless and sacrificial love.
这里的爱是指无私的牺牲的爱。
Now here's some practical ways, guys, that we can express this kind of love.
这里我们有一些给大家很实际上的建议。
Physical needs.
在他供应他平常所需的。
We are in a very difficult economic environment, but guys, do the very best you can to provide financially for your wives.
今天我们知道我们正在经济的这个萧条的时候，我们做丈夫的需要考虑到我们怎么样来供应家里这些经济上的需要。
Emotional needs.
在精神上的需要。
Be very sensitive to her.
要对她要非常的小心。
Because women are very complicated.
因为妻子是很复杂的。
Don't ask me or any other man to explain women.
不要想我能够帮你解释到底妻子是怎么回事。
Listen to me now. All you have to do, men, is to listen and to love her. That's it.
做丈夫的，你最重要的要学习要怎么听你的妻子，然后要爱你的妻子。
Another thing, don't try to explain to her what she's doing wrong or why or how you could help her do something. Don't do it.
千万不要告诉她你什么地方做的不对，然后我怎么样可以帮你做得更好。
Now write this down. Listen to her and love her. That's it.
写下来就是好好听她，然后。来爱他。
Social needs.
他在社交上的需要。
Date her. Amen. Amen, ladies.
要跟他出去趴托。
I don't care if you've been married 30 years. You need to date her.
不管你跟他结婚多久，你需要有单独的时间跟他出去。
Where's Alice at? Alice, you listening to this? Okay. Okay, good, good. Tell her how much you love her and how beautiful she is.
要告诉他你多爱他，你多欣赏他。
Push her around the dance floor, either alone or in a quiet romantic setting.
跟他有一点这个跳舞的机会。
Women like that. Ladies, you like that?
妻子喜欢。
Yes, you do. I know you do. Yes. Spiritual needs.
他们在属灵上的需要。
It's our job, men, to take our wives and family to church.
我们做丈夫的有责任要带我们的妻子跟小孩去教会。
We need to take time with our wives in personal devotions and prayer.
我们甚至可以跟他们一起灵修，跟他们一起祷告。
Thirdly, we need to refuse to compare her looks or her home with that of other women.
千万不要把她跟别人来比较，或者在家里，或者在外面。千万不要跟另外一个女孩子来比较。
In my house, I don't even like to look at other women because it can get you into trouble.
在我家里，我甚至不敢看别的女孩子，我会有问题。
Show her lots of tenderness, respect, and courtesy.
学习用温和跟柔软的态度来，也学习尊敬她，要对她客气。
Someone has said, whenever a man opens a car door for his wife.You know, either the car is new or the wife is new.
有人说，如果有一个人为他妻子开门的话，有两个可能性，一个是车子是新的，不然就是太太是新的。
You remember that guy who you were dating and you actually opened up the car door for the lady?
你记不记得当你为你女朋友开门的时候？
Now my van, I have automatic doors. I just push the door and it opens up.
我的车子里面有一个自动开门器，所以我就一按那个它自己开起来。
Okay, this is very important too. No bodily sounds.
这个也很重要，不要用有做出粗俗的那种声音。
Making bodily sounds was funny as a teenager or as a child.
如果你是小孩子的话，你会觉得是很好玩。
And I know college students, it's funny there too, I understand, yes.
如果你是在大学学生的话，你会觉得很好玩。
Women don't see much humor in burping or making other strange sounds.
比如说你在吃东西的时候你在打嗝。
Okay, a husband must sacrificially love his wife and prevent resentment.
做丈夫的要爱他们的妻子，而且要避免心里存怨恨。
Peter says in 1 Peter 3:7, husbands in the same way be considerate as you live with your wives.
彼得在彼得前书三章七节里面他说，你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住。
And treat them with respect as a weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
I believe with all my heart that my wife is a gift from God and I plan to love her and cherish her as long as I live.
我相信我的妻子是神给我的礼物。我计划我一生要学习来爱她，也来宝贝她。
Honey, will that get me some lunch today?
来，我的太太今天我给大家去吃午餐。
Okay, now a word to children.
现在有圣经里面有几句话要跟小孩子们说的。
Children and Austin as grandchildren as well, you need to obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
儿子或者甚至孙子都需要来听神的话。他说做儿女的凡事要听从父母。因为这是神所喜悦的。
Children must seek to please God by obeying their parents in all things.
小孩们如果他们要让神得喜悦的话，他们就需要顺服他们的父母。
Our Savior Jesus Christ set the example by obeying Joseph and his mother Mary, according to Luke 2:51.
耶稣给我们立下一个很好的榜样，他学习顺服他的父亲约瑟跟他的母亲玛利亚。
Why should you children obey your parents?
为什么小孩需要来顺服父母呢？
For the child's welfare, because learning obedience in the home will bring blessing and prosperity to the child.
其实小孩学习顺服父母亲也是为了小孩子他们的好处。
Because the child has learned to respect and honor those in authority.
会为他们带来祝福，也会让他们得到富足，因为他会学习来尊重，来恭敬那些在上掌权的。
And I may be taking a lot for granted here, but because the parent by his age and experience can direct and guide the child.
其实父母亲因为他们年纪跟他们经验的缘故，他们来可以学习带领他们的小孩。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And it will be well with you. And
如果你这样做的话，他说你在世会长寿。
And then lastly, if you don't obey your parents,
如果你不顺服父母的话呢？
You know, Bill Cosby on his television program, this is what he said to his son Theo.
有一个喜剧的演员，他的名字叫 Bill Cosby， 他对他的儿子 Theo 说下面的一段话。
He said, "Son, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out."
他说孩子，我把你带入这个世界，我有可能我有能力把你带出这个世界。
And here's a word to parents.
这里圣经在告诉我们对父母亲讲的话。
Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged.
他说父亲不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Fathers must use encouraging words rather than cutting or demeaning words.
父亲们要用鼓励儿女的话，而不要用贬低儿女的话。
Now we have a little story about the good girl Jane.
我们这里有一个故事，是关于一个女孩子，她的名字叫 Jane.
I saw your daughter Jane at the pool yesterday. She looks like she's doing well.
我那天看到你的女儿在这个游泳池旁边，她看起来似乎不错。
She's been a good kid for us. She made the varsity volleyball team as a freshman and was an honor student and served in her class as president.
她的母亲说不错，她是一个很好的小孩，她在学校里面打这个排球队的队员，然后她也是一个成绩很好的学生，然后她也是班上的班长。
We're proud of her. We have our fingers crossed for the next 3 years. We hope she continues to be involved in school and stays out of trouble.
我们很骄傲，我们有这样的小孩，那但是以后的三年，我们就不知道情况会怎么样。
Now let's take a look at the situation with this good girl Jane.
那我们现在来看看关于这个女孩子 Jane。
The first question, evaluate the goals Jane's parents have set for her.
那第一个，我们先来看看我们怎么样来来评估这个Jane 她的父母亲对她的期望是什么。
If you notice here, the goals that her parents have are athletic goals, scholarship goals, and social goals.
这里她的母亲对她有三个非常重要的这个计划。第一个是在运动场上，第二个在学习上，第三个是在社交场所里面。
What goals are missing?
到底哪一个重要的一个计划是不在这里面的？
The goals that are missing are spiritual. There, she needs to be in a good church and she needs to be in a good youth group.
你注意到这边有一个不在她的这个计划里面的，就是她的属灵上的需要。她是不是需要去教会呢？需不需要参加教会里面那些年轻人的活动呢？
Read Colossians 3:20. What are some of the all things that Jane's parents ought to be instructing her?
刚才我们在哥罗西书3:20里面，他说凡事要听从父母。那到底这些凡事是包括哪些事呢？
The most important thing that any parent should teach a child is, first of all, how she can know Jesus as her Savior.
对一个是基督教家庭的父母亲，第一个他们需要考虑到说这个小孩他的属灵上的需要，他需要能够得救。
And then once she becomes a Christian, then teach her to grow in her faith.
当她信了主之后，下一步是要知道怎么样带她能够在属灵里面能够好好的成长。
What are some of the repercussions of growing up to be a good person but not a godly person?
一个人学习怎么样做好人，但是并没有学习怎么样做敬畏神的人，这个后果是什么呢？
You see, good people are without the Lord because they are without salvation.
好人是不一定认识神，那他们不一定是得救的人。
Good people miss out on a personal relationship with God as well as having real purpose and meaning for their life.
好人并不一定跟神有个人的关系，而且他们不一定在生命中有目标的。
What can you do to help the children in your life grow to become godly?
那我们要怎么样帮助这些小孩子们在生命里面能够成长，然后变个敬畏神的人呢？
And I'm speaking to parents here, both husband and wife.
那我现在是想跟各位父母亲们讲话。
Be an example of godly living in your home.
在家里面你要做一个儿女们敬畏神的好榜样。
The most important thing we can do, parents, is to model Christianity in front of our children.
我们做父母的要在儿女面前，要让他们看到，这个做一个好的基督徒是怎么样的模式。
And dads and moms and adults and youth today, what is Christianity?
而且最重要的是，在今天他们所活的环境里面，他们要能够看到这样的模式。
Christianity is knowing Jesus Christ and having a relationship with Him.
基督教意思是说我们跟神之间有个人的关系，他们要能够看到我们跟神的关系。
Amen to that? Okay, and my question for you today is, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
今天我给各位的问题是说，到底你自己在神面前是不是跟他有正式的关系？
Maybe today is the day that you need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your Savior.
如果没有的话，今天你可能就需要邀请耶稣进来做你个人的救主。
After the service, you can talk to one of our leaders here, or you could talk to Brother Paul or myself.
聚会完之后，你可以跟教会的长子们或者牧师来谈这个问题，如果你愿意的话。
Okay, secondly, we need to understand what's going on in our children's culture and teach them from the Bible how to live a godly life in the midst of this moral chaos that we have in front of us.
第二个，我们做父母的今天要能够学习来认识，来知道他们今天小孩他们所面对的文化，他们的冲击是什么。
And we need to keep them in a good Bible teaching church with a good youth program.
然后我们要教导他们怎么样照着神的话语活出那个敬虔的生活，然后也带他们到教会来，他们可以听到神的话，然后也带他们到年轻人的这个教会的年轻人的活动里面。
And Brother Gosha, we need to have good youth workers and co-workers in that youth program, right?
然后我们也需要在这个年轻的这个小孩子们当中会有家长们，他们是敬畏神的，来一起来帮助他们。
And we need a young but mature, fun-loving, yet wise youth pastor.
我们也需要一个年轻人的牧师，他是有活力的，也是够年轻的，但是也是成熟的。然后会跟他们一起玩，但是同时会教导他们圣经的真理。
Amen, Brother Steve? Okay, good, good, good. All right. Parents then must lovingly encourage their children toward godly living.
所以做家长的，我们要能够设立那样的榜样来帮助我们的小孩。
An old Chinese proverb says, one generation plants the trees and the next gets the shade.
有一句中国成语，他说前人种树，后人乘凉。
In Steve Farrar's book Standing Tall, he speaks of the deadly forces in our society that the father, the point man, must see in order to protect his family.
有一个作者他写了一本书 ,Steve Farrar, 他写了这个书，他里面说在我们社会里面有一个具有破坏性的力量。那这个做父亲的要能够看到，也能够有判断的能力来保护他的家庭。
He writes, soon after the completion of Disney World, someone asked, isn't it a shame that Walt Disney didn't live to see all this?
他说在迪士尼乐园建了 完成之后有人说真可惜迪士尼他自己没有机会来看到这个成品。
Mike Vance, who is the creative director of Walt Disney Studios, replied, he did see it, and that's why it's here.
帮忙来设计来建造这个迪士尼乐园的这一位director, 他叫这个导演，他的名字叫 Mike Vance, 他说其实他看到了。所以为什么迪士尼乐园今天在这里？
As fathers and point men, we must lead our children through this moral chaos of this culture.
今天我们做父亲的，我们要主导，做一个主导的地位，我们要需要能够帮助我们的小孩来能够度过我们今天社会里面道德的混乱。
When you think about it, there's nothing worse than a blind point man.
没有什么比瞎眼的人更可怕。
Helen Keller was once asked, is there anything worse than being blind?
但是Helen Keller, 她自己是瞎眼的人，她曾经问这个问题，她说什么事情比瞎眼更糟的呢？
Yes, there is, she replied. It's having sight, but no vision.
他说如果你有眼睛但是你没看见的话，这是更糟糕的。
A man with vision is a man of discernment, and the question is, what is discernment?
有一个异象的人是一个会做判断的人，那到底什么是叫做会做判断的人呢？
Discernment is looking at the same thing as everybody else does,and seeing something very different.
会做判断的人，他看到的东西跟别人看到的东西是一样的，但是他看到另外一个不同的地方。
A man with vision and discernment will see the inevitable consequences that result from what seems to be an isolated situation.
有判断的人，他可以在完全不相关的情况里面，他会看到这些最后不可避免的后果。
In Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, there's a particular dialogue between Alice and the Cheshire Cat.
在爱丽丝在梦游仙境里面那本书里面这里有一个对话就是爱丽丝跟这个猫的对话。
Alice requires of the cat, would you tell me please which way I ought to go from here?
她问这只猫，她说请你告诉我我应该往哪边走。
That depends a good deal on where you want to get to, the cat replies.
这个猫回答说那就要看你要去哪里了。
I don't I don't much care where, Alice says.
爱丽丝说，我不介意。
Then it doesn't matter, returns the cat, which way you go.
这个猫的回答就说，哦，如果是这样子的话，那就没什么关系，你可以随便走哪条路。
As fathers, we must be men of vision and biblical discernment in order to lead our families to salvation and godly lives.
我们做父亲的，我们需要有这个意向，我们也需要有从圣经来的这样判断，我们要能够带我们的家人，然后让他们能够得救，让他们能够过敬虔的生活。
And if we as fathers do not give our children direction, believe me, the world will.
如果我们做父亲的不给我们小孩有这样的引导的话，你需要知道说这个世界会引导他们。
And I have a little something in conclusion that I really love.
最后我想跟大家分享一下。
When a child is 4 years old,
当一个小孩他是四岁的时候，
they say my daddy can do anything.
他说我的父亲可以做任何的事情。
When a child is 7 years old, he says, my dad knows a lot, a whole lot.
当他七岁的时候，他说我的爸爸知道很多很多的东西。
When the child becomes 8 years old, he says, my dad does not know quite everything.
当他八岁的时候，他开始说我的父亲似乎不晓得所有的东西。
When the child gets to be 12 years old, the child says, oh well, naturally, my father doesn't know that either.
到十二岁的时候，他的结论是爸爸大概他不晓得这件事情。
So when a child gets 14 years old, he says, oh father, he's hopelessly old-fashioned.
当他14岁的时候，他开始觉得他父亲是太古板了。
When a child becomes 21 years old, he says, oh that man, he's out of date.
到21岁的时候，他称呼他爸爸是那个小那个那那个人他实在太过时了。
When your child gets 25 years old, he says he knows a little bit about it, but not much.
当他25岁的时候，他说他的爸爸知道有一点点，但是呢不是太多。
They start to wise up around 25 to 30.
当他们到25到30岁左右，他们开始变得比较聪明一点。
When you get to be 30 years old, you say, I must find out what dad thinks about it.
当他30岁的时候，他会想，我要看看到底我父亲是怎么想的。
When you get to be 35 years old, you say, before we decide, we better get dad's idea first.
当他35岁的时候，他做任何决定之前，他会想到说，是不是先问问我的父亲，他会怎么想。
And when we get 50 years old, we say, what would dad have thought about that?
50岁的时候，他会想说，这个父亲，如果是父亲的话，他会怎么样做。
And then when a person gets to be 60 years old, he says, you know, my dad knew literally everything.
到他60岁的时候，他开始决定说，我的父亲几乎知道所有的事情。
And when we get 65 years old, we say to ourselves, I wish I could talk it over with dad just one more time.
当他65岁的时候，他是希望他父亲还在，他可以再回去问他父亲说，到底你会怎么想。
If your dad is here today,
如果你父亲还存在的话，
tell your dad that you love him.
告诉你父亲你爱他。
Let your dad know if you have to call him on the phone or go to his home, go there and tell them how much he means to you.
如果你父亲还在的话，你告诉他你多么希望来用诚信来爱他。
I know if my dad were alive, that's what I'd do today.
今天我就会打电话告诉我父亲，因为他还活着。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
在天的父。
We thank you, Lord, that you're a heavenly Father that knows us and cares about us.
我们谢谢你，因为你爱我们，你喜爱我们。
The most important thing that we can do today is to develop a relationship with a Father that has given everything for us.
今天我们知道你爱我们，而且你把你所有的都给了我们。
It says in the book of Exodus that you love us passionately.
在出埃及记里面他告诉神告诉我们说他是非常的喜欢我们。
And today, Lord, let us give our entire lives to you.
今天我们希望我们可以把我们的生命也献上给你。
Lord, we thank you for our earthly fathers.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你给我们有地上的父亲。
I pray today, Lord, that we will let them know how much we care and love them.
我们希望我们今天能够告诉他们，我们多喜爱他们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名求，阿门。
Please take your hymnals. and turn to number 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412. 412.